This is a Rant Entertainment Media special presentation. My goodness, oh my goodness. Hello everyone and welcome back to Rant EM Radio. This is the post show for Super Bowl 51. I already have two callers on the line with me. Let me roll over to my everyday co-host, Mr. High Times. High Time, how you doing, man?
It's all right, let it out, man. Don't hold it in.
High Time, are you there?
Might be having technical difficulties.
He might be having some technical difficulties. And we also got Surfer with us. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Oh, man. You know, I've had a long day. I just... So much excitement. I mean, I woke up this morning. I had a good feeling. I went shopping, ate and everything. Just watched my TV the Super Bowl, baby!
This is about some bullshit here.
I just won $20. I just won $20.
So you're rooting on the outside, but cheering on the inside, huh?
Yeah. I won $20. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my goodness.
Doom, where you at, boy?
It was a hell of a game. That game was hella good. It was a good-ass game.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Right? I'm taping the game on the DVR, you know, and everything's going wrong for us in the first half. When we hit halftime, I decided to hit stop and erase that entire first half and waited for the second half to start recording it again, and it brought me victory.
The Falcons gave up at the end.
Well, listen, they were saying on TV that the Falcons offense, they had an hour went by between the time they touched the ball from the first half to the second half. So that hit them cold. And then that come on now. That defense wasn't going to keep New England down forever. So it was just a matter of whether or not New England was going to get enough chances to score.
Let's go ahead and tell everybody about the game. If you were living under a rock and didn't see it, Super Bowl 51, the New England Patriots 34, the Atlanta Falcons 28. New England erases a 28-3 deficit in the second half thanks to some timely takeaways and a final drive for the ages to send a contest to overtime, where the Patriots prevailed 34-28 in the extra period to win the franchise's fifth Lombardi Trophy. Ain't this about some bullshit? The Falcons were up like no other in this game.
Sorry. William, you can have your fort back.
I have a back surfer.
Yeah, I'm eating with a spoon today.
Let me get Doom on the line real quick here. I'll get Dr. Doom. Doom, you with us, man? Doom, you with us?
Doom.
What up, Dale?
Man, I think I'm going to make myself a Super Bowl baby tonight.
That's some bullshit. BS of the ages.
Hello, can y'all?
I can hear you.
You're a little low.
Yeah, a little low, but I got you. All right, real quick, let's go over some of these stats. And again, the Patriots did come back. In the second half. Kudos to them. kudos
to them.
That's
goddamn bullshit.
It is. It really is. The Falcons just let their foot off the gas. But let's go over some
of that. The defense got tired. The offense.
Hella tired by the end. They looked like they was tired. They were like, yeah, we lost.
They're not a championship defense.
Let's go ahead and go.
First of all, right now, do not let Rage on the damn net. Because he ain't come on the damn
Yeah, I agree with that. Man. He coming all late now. So let him in late.
Got y'all.
The last 5 minutes. Shit.
He did come in for the pre-show.
When?
No, he did come in after you got off.
Yeah, he came in after you got off.
Let's go over some. Come in at the end. I don't feel like hearing this goddamn mouth.
Let's go over. Let's go over some of these stats. Get everybody cleared up on what happened today. For the Falcons, who went down in defeat, Matt Ryan was 17-23, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns. Devontae Freeman had 11 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown. Tevin Toomer really wasn't a factor. He went out hurt. 7 carries for 29 yards and no TDs. Julio Jones didn't have a touchdown, but he made some spectacular catches. 4 receptions for 87 yards. And out of those 4, at least 2 of them were spectacular. For the Patriots, Tom Brady was 43 of 62, 466 yards, 2 TDs. LeGarrette Blount wasn't really a factor, but it was James
Poor
White.
Poor Lewis.
But, yeah, neither
they killed their running game.
But White.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think the running game would have been killed if it wasn't for that fumble.
But White did.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Blount, he's one. He has to build momentum. Like he ain't gonna get yards on those first few carries, but if he had dropped that ball, he'd have still been a factor in that game.
James White.
Let me tell you this right now. Like I said, the Patriots defense is fucking whack as fuck because they was dogging the shit out of them.
Yeah, and
that
Atlanta just
dogging them.
What Atlanta? No, listen. They got 14 points off turnovers. That was more. It wasn't what the defense. Look, Atlanta's offense is hella good, but it wasn't like they was just mopping the floor with that defense. Those turnovers was the big difference.
What's the name? Running game.
He was
7 yards.
Hold up! Quiet. Here comes Mr. Lombardi. Who left his legacy on Earth for Tom Brady to win?
Oh God!
It's coming to the commissioner, so he can hand it to the greatest of all time, the one man dynasty. James, and we're gonna be back next year.
James White, 6 carries, 29 yards, 2 TDs, but he deserves to be the MVP in my opinion.
They should have co-MVPs
because of the way he caught that football. 14 receptions for 110 yards and a TD.
I'm sorry, everything just went wrong for the Patriots. All those drops they normally don't drop. The field goal bouncing off the fucking. I mean, everything that could have went wrong in that first half for the did go wrong. Could Roger Goodell put a whammy on the field?
Yeah. Well, Deion Lewis had some catches before he went out. So he had, if you look at it at the end of the day, he had some carries, rather. Six carries.
Like he blew his ACL out.
Yeah, it looked like it. He had six carries for 27 yards, no TDs. James White needs to be the MVP of this football game for the Patriots.
What is Michael Strahan doing in here, man? Get your hands off our sacred trophy.
Julian Edelman has some.
Stop being so much of a hater.
Julian Edelman has some.
Hey, Strahan! I like him and I don't like him. He was a giant. And at the same time, when he broke Reggie White's sack record, that was a travesty the way he got that last sack.
Julian Edelman had 5 receptions for 87 yards. Amendola played like a beast. 8 receptions for 78 yards and a touchdown. So, you know.
He hadn't been a factor in weeks, so, since he caught back from his injury. So he needs to step up.
Another dude also had a good day. Chris Hogan had a good day. He had 4 catches for 57 yards. Mitchell had Mitchell had 6 receptions.
I guess White is getting the MVP because he's up on stage. Unless, well, they always put 2 people up on stage anyway.
He deserves it, man. He deserves it.
That little white boy, man.
Well, Michael Mitchell also did his thing, too.
Put that shit and grin on your face.
Michael Mitchell also did his thing, too.
Y'all dick discussion with damn Roger Goodell? He had to enforce his job first. That's why people don't like that damn Patriot.
He takes his order from Mr. Crab. He should have looked the other way.
And what about the other 31 NFL?
What the other only one? This is our lead. We on top.
Okay. Let's see.
No, God.
This is why Tom Brady going to win.
That's the Bowl damn trophy.
And get hit by a fucking bus.
And you're new.
Mr. Kraft. You know I'm gonna go out tomorrow and buy some Gillette razors just to celebrate this. The victory! It's party time, people! It's party time. It's party time. Having a party.
You gonna go to the White House party too, so they can chill with Trump?
I'll be there.
But hey, I'm getting on the mega bus tonight and going up to the parade.
Or is it the Access Hollywood bus you going on?
Oh, he didn't even have the trophy to Tom Brady. I want to snatch it out of his damn head.
Man, running!
Yeah, run. He didn't even shake his head.
Who?
Goodell ran off stage.
Brady breaks his Super Bowl record in terms
who
of...
Who got the MVP?
In terms of passing yards, he had 466. He also breaks the Super Bowl record for him. He also breaks the completion record at 43, breaks the record for passing yards at 466. So, overcome the largest margin in Super Bowl history. This is some BS.
Brady. Bay Area on, man.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I think he's probably the greatest of all time.
Drives. Three daggers to the heart.
Personally, he's up there with Joe Montana.
He just surpassed Joe Montana. Come on now. Let's just accept it. Joe Montana is B now. There's one man sitting with A.
Pump your brakes.
Let's break down the game. Let's be a little bit professional here.
That was so happy.
So the momentum had to swing, like you were saying before, Surfer, at halftime. That's when it had to swing. They didn't get the ball back for, almost an hour?
Yeah,
from the time, the Patriots had the ball near the end, and then Gaga came out and shook her no ass. And then, you know, like her set was like 13 to 15 minutes. But y'all got to remember, it takes time to put that stage up and take it down. So that's more time being taken off. And then when that's done, then you got to listen to these commentators sit there and give their worthless opinions about the game. So
Tony C said his knee was down. So that's what Tony C said.
Yeah, then what for that score?
Yeah, that go ahead. Yeah.
Matt Ryan is
a Cowboy losing fan to say something like that.
And now the NFL
Tony C, don't hide. Come out your cave. It's not Groundhog Day. All right, you can't. Don't be afraid of your shadow. You know what? My phone rang off the hook at halftime. Like, all my friends just called and called. And they just...
How many kids Brady have? Three?
What you say?
How many kids Brady have?
Well, I don't know how many you got with Giselle. You got the one with Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. But regardless. But regardless, man, it's... Is this the greatest... Okay, I'm going to ask this question. Greatest comeback ever or greatest choke job ever?
No, greatest comeback, because Matt Ryan did not choke. Matt Ryan did his job. He did his damn job. He did his job today. It was that damn defense. He did his damn job.
Well, you can't say the defense, man. They didn't. The offense, they won the field too much. The offense only played 32 damn.
No, I'm talking about at the end, at the very end, it looked like they gave up. They at the tired. Very end, under the OT.
So the offense like or the defense?
The defense. Offense to give up shit. It was that damn defense that gave up that damn game.
They didn't give up. Listen, we knew the defense was suspect, and it came to fruition. Look, they had a lot of energy and a lot of momentum, but that game dragged on too long, and Tom Brady started to see the cracks in the hole. And then an injury or two that happened on that defense, and the crack got bigger. And then New England would have had a lot of momentum without those turnovers. They would have scored at least 10 to 14 points in that first half. So when they got the momentum in the second half, they went for the kill.
I'm talking about the very motherfucking end. When them motherfuckers are at that line, they looked at fucking tired.
Well, that's what happens on a defense when you're on the field all day. Listen, when the offense isn't moving and they're going three and out, or they turning the ball over.
Hold on, Tony, see, I'm gonna get you a second.
The defense gets right back on there, and then they want short drives that the Patriots scored on. So that's tiring out the defense.
But can you admit that Matt Ryan did his job today?
Yeah, Matt Ryan was,
Please leave your message for 407-731-4.
Who you calling, Tony C?
Yeah, I was calling that.
He's hiding. He's hiding under a blanket.
He did his damn job. You know, I appreciate him doing that.
Ryan.
He's breaks now. He's up there. Much respect to Matt Ryan, but he lost. And I got my $20.
Still some BS.
So I'm happy either way.
There's still some BS. Tony C, you with us?
I just want to say, Mr. Hightower, you're wrong on that, man.
Yo, man, spend that $20 with pride, man. Look at that. They sell Blu-ray, T-shirt, hat. I got to order it all. Oh, got to get it all. Oh, got to catch them all. It's like Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Hey, anyway, I should start a GoFundMe page so y'all can help me get this gear.
Oh, God.
And I can walk around with my Super Bowl hat with pride.
What you were saying, Tony C, he was wrong.
Yeah, for the $20.
I'm trying to get him back on. Let me see.
He did a hit and run?
Let me see if I can get him back on. I'm calling you back, Tony C. I'm calling you back. Let me see if I can get him back on real quick. Tony C. He called me.
Oh, my brother's cracking me up. He's talking about the Falcons did say a drone flew over their practice. Did they cheat again? Country dead. Hey, Goodell, Roger Goodell can't do nothing about it.
Sure can. All
right, sir.
You know what? Right, Megabus is having a special. You can get married on a bus. I think I might do that now.
Tony C, you hear Tony C? Tony C, I can't get Tony C back. Ugh. Come on, Tony C. Have they announced the they haven't announced MVP yet, have they?
I don't know if who got it yet.
Okay, listen. I called in to say Mr. Hightower is wrong. Matt Ryan is reasonably lost. Everybody knows from elementary school, the high school, to college, the pros don't take a sack in the field goal race. I'm sorry.
That's true, so, too. That's true,
that's,
too.
That's football 101. The game is over if you don't take that sack, because they kick a field goal and they're down two scores. So to say that Matt Ryan didn't play exactly, to say that Matt Ryan ain't the reason they lost, that's false. I'm sorry. I can't agree with you on that, man. You ask any coach that know foot, anybody who knows football, when you're in field goal range, you don't take a sack. That just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's his fault they lost. Because the defense had held up enough to get them ahead those 3 points. You know what I'm saying? It would have been a 10-point game versus, 11-point game. I'm sorry. And they had Julio had, they had the game won right there, bro. That was it. We ain't going to talk about how they Montreal screw jobs and then Earl Hebner ran up out of there. That's beside the point.
Well, they were trying to screw the Patriots that first half. You know, Goodell sent down the edict, make sure I don't have to give this trophy over.
Here you go. But anyway, everybody know what I mean. You don't even get a review for the touchdown.
They got Bill Belichick talking on NFL primetime. You ever see him talk on NFL primetime?
Hold on.
When did he get win on? Because I must have missed that. Was it during the fourth quarter or third quarter?
It was the fourth quarter.
What's that? It was the fourth quarter.
It was the fourth quarter.
I must have missed that.
You're all right. He completed the pass to Julio to about the 25?
25.
And they proceeded to get a sack and a holding. They went back 20 yards.
Yeah.
Took them right out of the field.
Yep.
I must have missed it. Oh, okay. Well,
the game was over after that.
Yeah.
It is a smart thing.
a lot of people ain't going to, you know, not going to say it because they're going to put up. I can't even put it on their defense.
You know what? You put it on defense.
Cause no, I can't.
Offense. Well, they put offense put up 21. But if a team puts up 28 points,
they only had
that should be enough to win any game.
Surface.
But what I'm saying to you is
three offensive plays the whole game. The defense.
Exactly. Defense out there was too much. Yeah. And not only that, you could say not only on Matt Ryan, Kyle Shanahan too, because once they got inside 25, he shouldn't have been throwing the ball no way.
That's true.
This time, we playing for 3 points. Bump a touch. You don't need a touchdown at that point. You just need points. You know what I'm saying?
And if it wasn't,
if I was San Francisco, I would want him as my coach.
Every one of those holding penalties, that's what bailed y'all out on that one drive.
The Falcons was doing a lot of holding that game, and they got away with it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Most of it. I mean, yeah, there was some costly holding calls that got made, but they got away with it.
No, we're not saying that they weren't legit holding. On that drive, that was a legit hold. But the sacks should have never happened. None of them, the holding in the sack should have never happened.
Yeah.
Should have been running the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're running the ball well.
That's coaching.
They were running the ball well, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's coaching. Mm-hmm. That's coaching.
They're running the ball well.
That boy Freeman, he fast.
Let me tell you all the difference between owners. Arthur Blank running down to the field like he a player. Mr. Kraft, he stayed up in his box like he was supposed to.
Shut that shit up, sir.
Man, listen. I'm just saying, Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan gifted them the game. And Kyle Shanahan, no, it ain't even Dan Quinn. It's Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan.
He did that because
Matt Ryan.
Y'all, he always will be up there
getting pass happy.
Okay.
Sports Center is wrong. They got here a picture about the Falcons blew a 25-point lead. Got Golden State, blew a 3-1 lead. And then got the team that lost to the Cubs, blew a 3-1 lead.
But it was a hell of a good comeback, man. Brady, man, he did a fucking that second half, man. That boy went to work. He said he was not going to fucking lose.
He carved them jokers up, man. He carved them up. I give him that.
Oh, easy, like, he just, like, on a deep, like, towards the end, he was just, boom, passed after pass.
Now, if the defense
fuck the entire, this is the Super Bowl. Ain't nobody about to be tired. Do you see the Ravens was tired? The Ravens were tired when they played against the fucking 49ers at the Super Bowl. Defense was on that ass.
So, if you playing the whole, what was it,
ain't no time to be tired minutes. On defense, man.
But in the Super Bowl, when you got that extra hour halftime, that takes like the energy you have out of you, so you can get tired quicker.
But them boys young enough to them man. Them boys young though, man.
Yeah, they young, but they in a situation they've never been in before.
Tony, see you.
Real.
There you go.
Ain't no time to get tired, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Let me tell you that. Will kill a collapse like this will kill your franchise. Actually, Houston Oilers.
Going to San Fran.
I wouldn't even want him as a play caller no more.
There's no one else. No one else for him to hire.
Hey, anybody
not.
Know?
It's
really not. Bruh, oh, when you. But what I'm telling you is, if you are leading in the game and you're in field goal range, you do not need to throw the football no more.
Exactly.
Yep. That's coaching 101, man.
Exactly.
And see, that's what makes me mad about all these guys that claim they coaches and they get these degrees and they are. And they were, bruh, they messed up with the game. You screwed up the game plan, bro. You screwed your team. If I was on that defense, bro, I'd be pissed off. I would, because you put them in a position to be back on the field. To give up the lead, you know what I'm saying?
Three and out.
It was a three and out basically. After you get to the 25-yard line, you go straight back.
And give New England some credit on defense for keeping Atlanta from scoring in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Both teams was.
Both teams going through.
Process. But see, that's what really. Fries my overcooks my grits with these coaches, man. They get paid all this money, and it be the all you got to do is the simplest thing, man. Run the football, Scott Linehan. Run the football. Sometimes that's all you. Because at a certain time, bro, you stop playing your opponent and you play the clock.
Right, right.
You say that's not good. That's not good coaching. But sometimes you got to do that because. We shorten this game up and get a field goal, game over. There was no way they was going to score 10 points in what? 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Game would have been over. And then I'm listening to Atlanta radio. They just all like, what are we going to do now? Are you going to rally with? No, ain't nobody calling nobody out, man.
And I ain't going to lie, man. That second half, I was turning the channel every time. Atlanta had the ball.
Nah, man. Another thing too.
They wore through you like a hot. And see, Surfer, I appreciate you being a realist. You ain't like Ray just calling and jumping up and down like, dude. You was on the verge of suicide at my.
I figured if I didn't watch them score, they wasn't going to score, and they didn't.
and you know what the funny part is? The last two Super Bowls they won because of bad coaching, bro.
And another thing, too.
Bad coaching has had something to do with it. Let's say
my brother from another mother on the line.
We got Phil Rail. What's up, man, Phil?
I got to tell you, man, that was insane.
Say hi to the missus for me.
Oh, I will.
But do you agree with what you're saying when you're up? What, 8 points on the 25-yard line?
Mm-hmm.
Should you be running the football?
Not at all.
Should you be throwing the football?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course you should be.
He thinks they're in field goal range. Just, you know, take what you can get and then kick the field goal if you don't get a first down.
They look like a totally different team in that second half.
They did.
I agree.
but it's kind of like now you in survival mode. When they start coming at you like that, and that wave, now it's in survival. I just need points.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And James White, 100, over 100 yards? Did I read that right?
Yeah. Catching.
Receiving the football. Receiving.
Devontae Freeman was the best player on that field.
You are not lying.
Yes, he was.
Did he get over 100 yards?
Did he get over 100 yards?
No, he got 70.
I know he had a lot in the first half, but did he get over 100 yards or not?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he did. He had to.
That's asinine quiz, man.
I got to tell you, hats off to him, man. They took advantage of some very bad coaching. They took advantage of some very bad, like, just lack of luck. That defense was on point for so long. And they fell apart.
They broke down. They broke. Yeah. They were on the field in the second. Dude, in the second half, you up 20. You went up 28-3.
Yep.
Bro, we running the ball. I don't even care.
And I said on the pre-show, I said, Brady does the best job of picking people apart. And that's exactly what he did, man.
But you can't put your defense back out there just because, okay, you run the ball on first down. They stop you. Then on second down, you start throwing.
You know what? But Tony C, it is improbable that a team is going to score two touchdowns and get two-point conversions in a row.
No. Yeah.
When have you ever seen that?
Can I ask you something? The fourth and six before the regulation ended.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going for that? Or are you kicking that off?
I'm kicking that off.
It was fourth and six, right before it was like 11
seconds. When they punted?
Yeah. Fourth and six.
When they had it toward midfield.
Yeah.
Dude, he caught the ball. What you use your challenge for?
What are you doing on fourth and six, though, with 11 seconds left? Are you going for it or are you kicking it off?
If I had a timeout,
I would have went for it.
It did look like initially the ball hit the ground and then he scooped it back up. But when you look at it, they showed it on the replay. Yeah, that ball never hit the ground.
Why is he calling me from?
You got people on your staff that their job is to tell you, dude, he didn't catch it. He did. So whoever told me they caught it, he fired.
Finally, we got one of those catches for us. Like it has killed us two times and almost a third. Finally,
because Julio did it to you again. Yep. He Manningham'd you again.
Please leave your message for.
I'm talking about like it's a like.
No man, don't bring him. Don't bring Rage on him because you can't have a mature conversation.
That last Super Bowl, it almost led to a score, but the one you talking about that one, it didn't. It wasn't going to be
I'm talking about the Manningham.
Are you talking about that catch in the fourth near the sidelines?
When Edelman caught that in the pile of three guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The rear angle looked like it bounced off the floor, but he definitely caught that ball.
It bounced off one of the players. That's why it never did.
It bounced off their leg.
Yeah, that ball definitely didn't touch. The
coach that is responsible for telling me if it's a catch or not, who told me it wasn't a catch, you fired.
It was racist. He got his hand under that ball before it was able to hit the ground.
Let me ask you something. Can the refs ask for a replay on their own without the coach's request? Under 2 minutes.
Yeah, right. Every play is automatically reviewed.
Right. That I knew. Right. Okay.
Now, here's my thing, Tony C. That sort of kind of stuck in my craw just a little bit. When you have... they had the lead. And I think they were 16, running...
Which lead? The 16-point or the 8-point?
The 8-point lead. But to get there, they were running the football very well. Very well they were running the football. Yep. They pretty
killing
much
them with that crack toss.
Yeah.
Killing them with the crack
toss. Yeah, they were running the football well. And all of a sudden, you want
to
make Matt
Ryan. You get to the 25-yard line and start still trying to add out.
What they trying to do? Are they trying to do what old boy did in that last Super Bowl by trying to make Russell Wilson the hero? You want Matt Ryan to be the hero?
Exactly.
Well, they did what they've done all season, which was throw the ball and put up a lot of points, and that's what they was trying to do.
Look, man.
But your point, Surfer, 28-3, you said it earlier yourself. You're supposed to win the game because you're supposed to, the game is supposed to go by so fast.
At that point, the defense
should have... No. There's no way you're going to just hold the Patriots to 3 points.
You know what? In that championship game, they put up so many points that Green Bay just couldn't come back for that. But they still put up 21 points. And had it been a closer game, that 21 points could have been a win.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the championship game.
I'm talking about the defense for Atlanta. They didn't do the. It comes down to that defense. They didn't do their job.
They held them to 3 points in the first half.
But that's in the second half, 25 straight points.
No. But look, see, at that's the part. That's the offensive coordinator, though.
You add up the overtime touchdown, they gave up 31 straight points.
That's Shanahan's fault. Because when you look back at the end of the day, when you have a lead like that and you're running the football the way you were, you run Freeman, you run Coleman, you bring Harding on some toss sweeps or something to grind that thing out and get that football game won. You don't want to give Tom Brady no extra time to do whatever.
That's stopping the clock.
How you doing, Rage?
How am I doing?
If you spot me a 28-3 lead, you won't win. Because I'm going to tell you that. You might score a touchdown or two after that.
Raise at the podium.
Yo. I had the greatest week of my life.
And I have to say this.
You don't get laid, and it will be the greatest week of your life.
And I have to say this. With Seattle, you blew it with your play calling. Atlanta, how you gonna blow a whole second half? Coaching wise,
28, bruh. I tell you what, you put Madden on, and you put one of them situations out there where you can set up the different situations. You put 28-3 in one half. I bet you won't win. You put it all Madden. I bet you ain't gonna win.
You know, bitter and angry
That's ridiculous.
It ain't about being bitter and angry, Ray.
Quarterback to ever play this game, period, end of discussion.
He got Bill great. Let me ask you a question. Do you think he was the greatest when that man moonwalked in the end zone with that picture?
He moonwalked in there too.
Old stuff.
That's not old. How's it old? It happened in the game.
Tom Brady and my Patriots.
Get them all
put together. Rage.
Hold up, fellas. I got this. Rage. Now, if you're gonna come on here, you're gonna sound intelligent, and you're gonna get some professional analysis. Don't sit here and yell and scream and gloat. Don't sit on here like you're about to jump out the window because on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, on Facebook, you had the white flag up on Facebook. I've been telling my son, no mas.
So what? We all
so have calm no it down. Room to talk. You have no.
We
can
hang all,
up on him right now.
So calm it down, Rage.
He gave up a halftime.
And I apologize for sleeping on my quarterback.
You're a front runner, bro. We ain't got time to talk to front runner. Well, he's a front runner, man.
You got all
get
that, Rage, you got all that out of you? You good?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Peace out the front runner, all man. Right. I ain't know the man had abandoned ship at halftime, just like a rat.
Next week when I go live for the Chromebook Show, It's going to be, I'm changing the format. It's going to be all Patriots all day.
And you ain't going to
know. You know what Ray should do when he gets his chance to take over your show? He should do a whole day of Patriot talking.
I ain't going to be on there. But, Surfer, you said best. When the ship going down, who the first one off the ship?
All the rats.
This network needs a sports show, man.
And I'm trying to get it, and
Master Splinter was the first one off the ship, right?
Exactly.
When it was going down,
Phil, I asked AA about it. He hadn't gotten back to me yet, as far as when he's going to debut. But I'm ready to go, man.
I'm ready to go.
But I think it should be like, because you know, during the week, what day would it be?
I tried to get Tuesday, but of course Tuesday's booked. So I told
AA that Will should try, if Will's not busy, I don't know what his schedule is, that he should try for Monday nights after Raw.
Yeah, I love Monday nights. I would love Monday.
And then this way, I'm being selfish, because this way I could jump on.
But I would love Monday nights, because not only can you break down Raw, you can also do the Raw recap,
then we can just go right into sports, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I was the Atlanta Falcons, I wouldn't allow Kyle Shanahan back. You ain't even allowed to come back and get your stuff.
He's the reason they lost.
Exactly.
Come on, dude. You can't put that on the offense. They did their job with 28 points. They did their job.
They called the plays, though, sir. The coordinator called the plays.
Listen, they put up 21 points. But still, they were up 28 to 3. It was up to the defense to hold.
Not only that, but you also have to run the football to keep Brady off the field. You also got to call the right plays to do that.
I'm sorry.
As a Skins fan, this is what happened with the RG3 era. You be up, they stopped doing what they were doing because Shanahan was our damn offensive coordinator. I've seen this for three seasons, dog.
That's some bullshit. So moving
off from the play calling, here's my question. And I was pondering because Rage called me on the way home. I was in the car. I couldn't talk to him, but. I thought the game was. I mean, I was at the edge of my seat, man. It was crazy the way they came back.
Because Kyle Shanahan made it.
No, I understand that. Play calling aside.
But I
got to ask, though, because this is going to come up now for the next 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the best quarterback ever?
No. To me, he's not.
So he's not better than Montana.
Nope.
He's not better than Elway. He's not better than Marino. He's not better than Falk.
He's better than Elway.
He got blemishes on his record.
Come on. How do you say not better than Elway? Elway lost 3 fucking Super Bowls.
When they beat Washington,
it was supposed to be this shoo-in that he was going to win because he was going up against Doug Flutie. Mm-hmm. Not always love Doug Flutie. And he blew the face off of them.
Flutie was never on damn Redskins, man.
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams.
Get it right because I got the jersey in the closet. All right, sir.
All right, my bad.
So Big Doug tonight, Phil, the pre-show.
But Phil, let me ask you a question.
It's a hypothetical question. I'm not giving an answer at all. I'm telling you right now. As soon as they won this game, that's the first fucking thing I thought of.
No, because people have let him off. Dude, he's been let off the hook in his last 2 Super Bowl by the offensive coordinator of the other team. They also let him off the hook in the first game.
Spygate and all these other gates that happened, none of these other teams had these scams.
And you're talking, he's got 5 rings and 7 Super Bowls.
That's the same
coach.
But the last 2, the offensive coordinator. of the other team helped us.
Yeah, but that, Tony, I understand what you're saying, and you have a valid point. But it's not. That's not going to. They're not going to put an asterisk next to these. Next to that.
We can.
No, we no.
If people can put, if we keep T.O.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Listen. I'm saying this is going to be a discussion now on every sports radio talk, on every NFL panel.
It's going to be. If they lose this game, he's the reason why that pick six that turned the whole game.
Hey, hey, somebody on Twitter.
Has Montana ever thrown a pick six in the Super Bowl?
Had Montana played in seven, maybe he'd have threw a couple passes, a couple picks too.
Here's my thing, though.
Montana went to Kansas City and had them all on the verge of going to
Super Bowl. No, on the verge don't count. Somebody on Twitter posted.
Let him go to the Jacksonville Jaguars and lead them to Super Bowl. Then we talk.
Somebody on Twitter posted a picture of Lady Gaga, and next to him they put the picture of the Dazzler.
That's funny. With the Marvel costume, and you look at Dazzler's costume, yes, it is.
All right, he's ducking the stuff.
But here's the thing, though, so, and the reason why, Surfer, that you're coming into the whole thing biased. You're not coming into it objectively. You're a Patriots fan. You're not coming into the whole situation objectively. That's fine. But when that question gets asked, we can't really look at you and say you're going to give us an unbiased opinion because you're not. That's all I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah, they're not going to look at the coordinators of the other team. They're going to look at numbers. They're going to look at the ring.
And I'm looking at the numbers. Montana ain't never throw a pick six in the Super Bowl. He never threw two picks.
To play seven games, he'd have threw one.
But he don't always. He ain't in nail by the. Has Tom Brady ever blew anybody out in the Super Bowl?
What difference does it make?
Okay.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
It does.
Listen, you know what those rings don't have? The score of the game.
Yes, they do. Some of them do.
When I look at the, if I look
they
at
do. Football, they had a record and some of them put score of the game on there.
You don't see no scores printed on there.
It's just an intriguing question, and I was dying to ask this because. Even with the people I was with, I was like, "This is gonna." I'm telling you, this is gonna come up forever now, because.
But of course, the people that love Brady gonna say he better than Montana. But at the same time, Montana is flawless in the Super Bowl, flawless, perfect, no picks, no turnovers, no nothing.
Nope.
This man would have been the cause of them losing this game.
And all the guys that I brought up. The only guy that didn't win a championship out of that was obviously Marino, but
because he didn't have a damn.
No, I know why. I'm just giving my point. My point is, the NFL is different from other sports, where they'll take championships and accolades and base that on how greatness. They don't look at the other nonsense. Yeah. They don't look at. You know what I'm saying?
Because you have hundreds of people playing football, but in the end of every season, only 53 people get a ring.
Yeah.
Well, Earl Hebner called that touchdown at the end and ran up out of the hole. So
you know, Tom Brady ain't gonna be
like, damn, Vince, did Vince write this answer?
Tom Brady ain't gonna be able to close his hand now because he's gonna have a ring on his thumb.
Thank you, Kyle Shanahan, and Matt Ryan. He need to send them a Christmas card every year. Him and Daryl Bevel too. We appreciate y'all.
Because it made no sense. Why are you throwing passes when your running game was working so well?
Yep.
And dude, I'm so adamant on coaching too, bro. I'm a coach. I've been there. I know.
See, tell you, the whole thing, it's a good thing you say that with the coaching. I know he had no timeouts left, but 4-6, and you had...
They had two timeouts, though, Phil.
I know. At that point, I'm like, I don't know.
And then the only thing that you could really criticize the defense for, you gave up two-point conversions?
That was the most improbable thing that could ever happen.
Do you know the law of averages doesn't work that way?
The dam had already bust open. The river had already.
Dude, it is so hard to get two straight 2-point conversions.
No, it ain't. When you always got them on their heels. Bro, yeah. y'all had them on their heels.
Two-point conversions just don't happen left and right in this league.
Dude, two people got left off the hook tonight, too. Brady got off the hook for that pick six and Gostkowski for missing that extra point.
Yep.
Because they would have been the goals. They would have been your goals right there. Both of them.
And he still threw he quietly throws for 460 something yards too.
466.
That was all they offered.
Oh, they abandoned the run once old boy put that ball on the ground.
Yeah, that's that.
You like,
yeah.
And you, Phil, the hardest thing to do is for four people to rush the pass all night long, bruh. And them DBs, was trash. They look like Green Bay out there.
They did. They did.
That's a lot to ask your DBs to hold like that too. When that pass rush wasn't getting, that's hard to ask your DBs to hold like that.
And we're going three and out.
That's hard.
Three and out. Bruh, that's what happened to Alabama against Clemson.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep.
Keep going back out though, bruh. You gonna get exposed.
Yeah, some
crazy. They had the Patriots, bro, 28-3. They probably would have gave up probably about two touchdowns, and if Shanahan called the game right,
Did I just see that right? Hold on.
And, you know, they probably win 28-24.
Listen, Tom Brady was picking his nose when Matt Ryan came over to shake his hand. He shook his hand with the nose he just stuck up. His hand with the thing he just stuck up his nose.
An insult to injury.
No. He didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't even like he didn't see Matt Ryan coming up on him when he started to pick his nose.
Let me ask you guys this, because
he should have said thank you for taking that sack, but you're a real dumbass.
Throw the ball away. You don't take a sack in that situation. Throw it away.
Football 101.
Throw it away.
They do that in high school.
You should have threw that bitch out the damn.
You should have threw it out the stadium.
Throw it to the mascot. Throw it to the
upright.
Yeah, throw it through the uprights.
Throw it to Little Chris T.I. in the stands. You know what I'm saying?
For real, you don't take it, people don't understand, bro. That's coaching, bro. That wouldn't happen with the Patriots because they got good coaches. Belichick, Josh McDaniel, Brady throwing the ball, even though they were tearing his ass up. Whatever, I thought I was watching them out there.
Yeah, look at Von Miller out there.
Yeah, they were tearing him up.
Number 69,
they were putting hats on him. Man.
His whole backside of his jersey was blue.
Yeah,
whoever that was,
they were putting hats on him, man. They were putting hats on him, man. Which is one thing you got to do. But if you can't,
it's a lot of people on the wing got let off the hook by Kyle Shanahan. Boy, it was looking ugly over there.
That damn defensive coordinator was looking like shit.
William, can I have some Queen, please? Could you play a little music for me?
I ain't no damn Queen.
Hey, man, go listen to W. Go listen to WEEI or something.
Let me ask you
this. Oh, the Boston celebrate. Channel. That's right. WEEI. Yeah.
They celebrating over there.
Let me ask you guys a question.
They're packing their cars.
I can't wait for Skip and Shannon to get into it tomorrow.
Let me ask you guys.
Shannon already took a shot at him, saying White Knee was down for anything else. He already took the twist.
When he scored the overtime touchdown?
Yeah, his knee was down.
Come on, they reviewed the play. You think they didn't review the play?
And they reviewed it one time.
How many times you got to look at it?
6, 7, 8. It's the Super Bowl.
My whole body.
Man, if that was a Sunday night game, Dallas and the Giants, they reviewed that by 8 times.
One of my boys put on Twitter, Trump. Right after that.
That was it.
The VP was there.
All the super villains were there.
They gave Mike Pence a headset.
And the thing is,
who's calling plays for the Falcons in the second half. All right, Matt.
I'm tapping out, man. Have a great night. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, you have a good evening, man. And have a good morning and tell the unheard majority no high feelings. You know, I'm, tell them I'm scared of her.
Out to Tom Brady, aka Satan.
AKA Pick Six. AKA
Pick Six.
Just
flat
this,
on his ass.
This is the part I don't like. Is Ray posting all these pictures of his ugly puss with the Super Bowl champion logo.
But
I don't need this. Look at
Rage is a front runner, man. Rage gets no respect.
All right, so we're gonna let you run.
He need to get a regular haircut. Stop putting his hair in a point.
All right, Phil, we're gonna let you roll out, Phil. We'll talk to you, man.
He don't realize when he put his hair up in a point, it makes him look like a dickhead.
Wow. You gonna call him out on what, dude?
No, I called him out on what? Saturday night that he was a bandwagon fan.
He did.
That
empire was falling so hard over there. I ain't seen it. Let me try to ride and fall a WCW all in one game.
Let me ask you fellas this. Let's look at the future now. Let's go ahead and let's look at
and
both
the Falcons
of these teams.
Franchise is going straight to hell about this. Matt Ryan,
it will never be the same again.
Hey, did you watch that fork off, William?
I watched it off, sir.
Oh, man. They need to go wrong to say they'll never be the same again.
Never, ever be the same.
That dirty son of a bitch.
We'll see what kind of team Atlanta is. Either they'll bounce back from that, or they'll be like...
no coming back from that.
They'll be like, you know...
How you come back from
Carolina,
that,
yeah.
How you come back
no,
from
that? No, Carolina ain't choked like this, though, bro.
No, they choked. Because they were supposed to win that game last year.
No, they wouldn't.
Who told you that?
All kinds of levels of choking, Tony C.
Who told you that?
There's only one.
Who told you Carolina?
They got to go sign Kevin Durant. If they want to win again, they got to sign Kevin Durant. Like the Warriors.
I think that...
Yeah, people forget.
I think the main problem is going to be for Atlanta next year. You're going to have everybody in the NFC A gunning for you. Okay. B, you're the Super Bowl representative for the NFC. So your schedule gonna get tougher.
No, Will. You ain't gotta worry. You gotta worry about everybody talking about how you choke.
Yeah.
For the next.
And like, you know what? I ain't heard from Ludacris or T.I. or Samuel Jackson. None of them called me up.
And you ain't gonna hear from. And you ain't gonna hear from.
They call you, sir.
Because they was talking shit all week, you know, and they called me up talking about your team gonna lose. And then Big Boy, where's Big Boy at?
It was straight for 30 minutes now, Surfer. Don't act like that. You got dominated for a half now.
You did.
Where's Donald Glover at? He got a show called Atlanta. Where's he at?
Now, let me ask y'all. Now I got to ask, because I was watching my boy Athena doing the halftime show. How was the halftime show?
I ain't watched it. I was talking to you.
I thought she was.
Wait, y'all was talking. How come nobody talked to me during halftime?
I was watching Athena do her thing.
Because we want to let you give your halftime speech to your squad so they can reboot. That first half, they looked like Glass Joe.
Y'all need to eat this chicken spread and get your asses back out there.
You know when the game turned? You want to know when the momentum of that game turned? When Tom Brady ran for that first down. You know his non-running ass. Don't do that. When it's on the line and he took off and got that first down, you know the momentum was on his side.
Yeah, 28-3. That really swung it.
Hey, okay. The momentum swung.
That drive, they got damn three and out. Not three and outs. They kept getting third down. They about to close them out. They kept getting damn home call.
Yeah, the one where he took the sack. Yeah. When they were down eight. When they was up by eight.
No, I'm talking about the Patriots when they scored that one touchdown.
Oh, yeah, and they kept getting them all them. Yeah. As we call it in coaching, the referees walked them down the field.
Yep.
Helped walk them down the field. Yeah.
That's what got their confidence up.
Yeah. They did. The referees walked. They walked them down the field on that drive. I think that was the one that got it. The 28-9. You talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. That's when the floodgates that hole started to get bigger.
That's what tired out their defense.
And then defense, the offense went right back out there and went three and out.
Yep.
And the defense right back out there again, and they went down the field. And, yeah, you're right. And Gostkowski missed that. When he missed that extra point, I was like, oh, man, they good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some business just, they steady throwing the ball. They'll run it one first down, second and third down. They throwing. What the hell is this? And people going out of bounds.
Instead of staying in bounds.
Yeah. This motherfucker catch the kick, the squib kick, and run straight out of bounds. What are you doing?
Yeah.
When it was 28-20, he caught the squib and went straight out of bounds.
I had to deal with that for how many years? About 3 years? 3-4 years?
But you notice one thing about the Super Bowl, boy. When you get to that game, it really break out if you can coach or not. And if you in there against somebody like Belichick that can coach
and knows how to cheat,
it get tight. he ain't cheating. He just be sitting back waiting on. He waiting on the other team to get tight. See, Shanahan got tight. Yeah. And got to that. That's what I don't understand.
Damn, Julio should be on our squad. He'd have won a Super Bowl. That motherfucker caught some sideline passes. I don't know. His feet must have, his tippy toes must have magnets in them. Because I don't know how he able to skin that sideline with those tippy toes.
The boy is a legit 6 foot.
That's called a tap drill, man.
The boy, and the boy is a legit 6 foot.
You can practice all you want. Not everybody can do it like he can.
The boy is a legit 6'4". He a legit 6'4", and the boy strong.
And then, like, look, you expect it to happen maybe once a game. He does it all game long.
He's amazing, man.
Because he practices it, bro. That's a drill. That's called working at your craft. That's why a lot of people don't do it. That's why they can't do it like him. He work at his craft. That's all that is. I mean, he do good, but then he work at his craft. Now they need another one of him.
What's the chance you're going to get two guys of that prototype?
Well, hell, Golden State got Kevin Durant. So go out there and try to do something.
That's basketball.
Well, but after this choke, you got to do something.
I got a lot of people. I got a lot of people coming after Shanahan on Facebook.
Guys of that size and skill level, they don't come along all the time.
That's
so you're not
being facetious, man. Oh, I'm playing, man.
I got a lot of people on Facebook killing Kyle Shanahan right now.
They should.
I don't know how Shanahan can live with himself with those mistakes.
Like I said, you could put me and you on Madden and you spot me 28-3 in situations. I bet I'm going to win. I might not be. You might score a time or two. But you ain't coming all the way back. You're right. What?
I'm doing fullback. I'm playing fullback here.
That's right.
Fullback, halfback, some sweeps, some draw, something to keep that ball on the ground, please. Man.
I'm getting goal line off.
Man, I'm watching some inside the NFL this week, man, for sure.
And you know, and you know, I'm gonna hate to see tomorrow. I'm gonna hate to see Skip Bayless.
Molly Carroll.
Well, you know, it would have been worse if you had to see Skip Bayless. I'm not gonna say because of you, Tony C. So,
but the thing about
you think Skip Bayless is going to be insufferable tomorrow? What if his team, his real team, had won? You wouldn't be able to watch the show for a year.
He's going to claim that on this list, Kyle Shanahan and Darrell Bevell is responsible for these last two. I give Brady them other what? He got 5, so I give him the other 3. But these last two.
Yeah.
Them on the OC.
And what about when he repeats next year?
Pete Carroll.
Hell, if they don't get a better offensive line, he ain't repeating the damn thing.
You think they ain't going to plug up what's wrong on this team for next year?
Boy, number 69 need to go. There's a couple other ones up there. They look like turnstile.
Listen, the offensive line was much improved from last season, and they can improve it again next season.
You know what y'all need though?
Tonight.
You know what you need though? And I ain't gonna sit here and lie. Your wide receiver core need to get better. And what I mean by that, you need a take home receiver. You'll need to get these little 5-10 yard drops. You need somebody who's explosive from the wide receiver position.
Well, they drafted a guy last year, and he came up with some good plays. That's what you need in this game.
I was a bunch of little underneath.
Right.
Y'all you need that lucky when
you, huh? You need a home run hitter. You need a home run hitter.
Y'all Rick Flair'd it.
You need a home run.
Exactly. Yeah. Y'all pulled it out. Exactly.
The Patriots need a home run hitter, and the linebacking core still need to get better because Nikovich got.
Look at Goodell shaking Brady's hand, calling him the better man.
If y'all come back with this same exact team, bro, y'all ain't gonna repeat. I'll just tell you that right now, because all it takes is an offensive coordinator that know how to run the ball when they get up 25 points.
You're a Pete Carroll. You're a
Freeman only has 75 yards.
You huh?
Freeman only has 75 yards.
I said that earlier. 75
yards. No, I asked him to get over 100. Y'all was like, oh, of course.
No. I said 75.
Hell, all them runs, he had over 100 total. That's what it was. He had over 100 total
yards. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. They still got work to do, man. They still got work to do. Nikovich got exposed tonight. Those linebackers, they're not the best in the world.
I'm going to tell you like this, and I don't care what you say, sir.
When you win, free agents want to come and win too with you.
Surfer, if y'all would have played us tonight, y'all would have lost. No. We would have ran the football.
Never went down 28-3 against your team.
How you know that?
Y'all might not have been 28-3, but y'all would have got a football red. Y'all red defense.
Zeke would have probably ran the ball, but
and you heard what they're trying to get next year is Dan Adrian Peterson. That's
who the Patriots or the Cowboys? Why would the Cowboys get Peterson?
Because we finna get rid of Darren McFadden.
Wait a minute! You got Zeke. Why would you get Adrian Peterson?
Because they're getting rid of Darren McFadden.
Spell Zeke.
Right. Spell Zeke.
Don't worry about what we're doing.
At this point, you don't need.
Don't worry about what we're over here. Hey, look. You better worry about what y'all. Don't worry about what we over here cooking up. Don't worry about that.
I just think the Patriots were Pete Carroll call away. From losing the year before when it was Seattle and the Patriots. That was the dumbest call in history. And then you come across this year and you lose because Shanahan and Matt Ryan took a sack in field goal range.
Kyle Shanahan, Doc, Brett Ball. Yeah.
That'll do it. That's a recipe for two losses, right?
That's a recipe. That's a recipe.
So you can be happy your team won, but
repeat. You better come with something. Y'all better do some tweaking, especially with number 69 on that offensive line. Good.
I got a friend, Tom Brady, in Jesus' image.
I ain't never seen nobody with their whole backside just blue. The jersey, I was like.
Because they did come back, regardless of circumstance, they came back, they won. You got to give it to them. They're two-time
champions. They got some assistance.
They're two-time champ. They're two-time champions, and the last
two-time champion win.
What they won? They won this year. They won this year, and then the year before last.
Yeah.
And so
this is a new decade. They done won twice in this decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is about the same. Because remember, they won that one in 2004. Then they went by 11 years without one. So
yep,
they right on track,
right on schedule.
Well, sure, they got five. So is what Patriots got five, Cowboys got five, 49ers got five. Pittsburgh got six.
Mm-hmm.
How many Green Bay got? Four?
Three.
They got five.
They got four. How'd they get five?
They got five.
No, they
Lombardi got five. Okay, they got three Super Bowls. Yeah,
no, right. They got four Super Bowls.
Three or four.
They won the first two, and then Favre won his, and Wichita won his. We say?
But I'm saying Lombardi got five titles total.
Listen, he got five championships before they converted over to Super Bowl.
I know.
As far as overall championships for the total league, yeah, that's Green Bay. No, total championships is Green Bay. Total Super Bowl.
Got the most Super Bowls.
Yeah, they got the most Super Bowls.
Yeah, and the Giants got what, five or four?
They got four.
They got four.
We got three. Okay.
So and the Redskins got sitting there with three.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Broncos got three.
Yeah. They got three.
No, the Broncos got
three. No, three. Two. Two.
They got three.
They got three.
They only won one with
because they only won one with Elway.
With Elway, man. What
they got two with Elway and one with that loser last year.
Hold up. Who they beat twice?
What do you mean? They won
the Redskins. Elway's
last two seasons.
They beat the Redskins. Yeah.
No, they didn't beat the Redskins.
No. The Redskins beat them.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay.
The last two Elway seasons they won with
yeah, and then Peyton got
And Peyton got the last one from them. Okay.
They just been now the Broncos. They've been to eight Super
Bowls.
Eight, yeah.
Because they lost a few in the 70s.
No, they lost a few. They lost that one to Seattle, too.
Yeah, but they lost a few in the 70s.
But what I'm saying to you is...
To the Skins.
Elway with the...
Elway with five. Peyton with...
You said eight. Okay. They've been eight just... What, y'all eight and... What y'all, five and...
Five and four.
So y'all been nine. This is nine. Y'all took a lot of... See, Rays won around when y'all made this.
How many the Raiders got?
Raiders got
three.
Yeah, the Raiders got three because they won one with they won two in the '70s and one with Jeff Hostetler.
Yep. No, they won two in the '80s. They won in 80 and they won in 84.
I thought they won one in the.
And you won Jack in the '90s
because they lost to Tampa Bay that one Super Bowl.
That was in 2000.
That was 2000, yeah.
And Gruden knew all the plays. He pulled a Bill Belichick. He knew all their plays because, hell, he was the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, I say we have. I say every time the Patriots in the Super Bowl, we go to Houston.
No.
Yeah, y'all, that's the only place y'all can win at. Anywhere.
This is only second time we played there.
That's what I'm saying.
The place we've lost. Was New Orleans.
So, can you know, any,
y'all,
so,
yeah, but y'all beat St. Louis in New Orleans, too.
That's true.
That was in New Orleans, too?
Yeah.
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 Because they had that drone fly by, or that guy up in the rafters.
Eli beat y'all in Houston last time.
No, it's the only second time they played in Houston.
Yeah. Where did Eli, Eli was in Arizona. I know.
Played Carolina and then
I got you. I know.
So let me ask you guys this.
Arizona.
So let me ask you guys this. Can anybody in the AFC challenge the Patriots?
No. Because they got an automatic six wins. So you know they gonna get a bye.
They had an easy schedule bye. This year, didn't they? What was
they schedule? I ain't even said
that. Well, Romo goes to Denver, then I'm gonna start sweating bullets.
Why? Cause they gonna have to come to y'all?
Because I'm trying to think.
Y'all got an automatic six men
in the AFC. Can't anybody really? Okay, Pittsburgh is a legit contender.
Well, you don't know
Pittsburgh.
The Raiders won't bounce back.
I mean, Pittsburgh is a legit contender. The Raiders are a legit contender. The Texans are.
By the time they. But listen,
Pittsburgh, that loss from last year might be humiliating. They might take a step back.
All them teams beat up on each other in their division, man.
Yeah,
like they normally gonna split.
But you're looking at so you're looking at about and
forget Kansas City. They ain't no real contenders.
Don't forget. How can you say that? How can you say
they
that?
They not
Andy Reid.
Dude, the Patriots.
I've seen him up close and personal. The man is not a championship coach. Yeah, he's going to win a lot of games. He's not going to win a championship.
What was their strength of schedule last year? Let me get my eyes on
that. It don't matter what their strength of schedule is. They play the AFC East. That's automatic.
Well, I'm just talking about in general.
And for instance, there's only like five teams in the AFC that's a real contender anyway.
Exactly.
Because you're looking at Pittsburgh.
They like half the NFC is contending.
Only five teams contend. Because you look at Pittsburgh. You look at Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
Five teams is a lot.
Let me ask you this.
Since we being a realist on this panel, would you be shocked if your team did not win the AFC East next year?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay then. See, that's the difference. I ain't gonna be shocked if the Cowboys don't win the NFC East.
Listen, when you win a Super Bowl and then you don't make the playoffs the following year, that's a total letdown.
Hey, why you laughing?
New England strength of schedule was 29th out of the whole damn league.
That's a large part because of their division.
Right.
Hold up. See, people pointing at the strength of schedule. It's not their fault what order the teams they play.
They've been getting bye.
No, listen, at the beginning of the season, everybody is 0-0. And you don't know who's going to be good and who's not going to be good.
No, that's not it. Let's see. You play Arizona, Miami, Houston, Buffalo, Cleveland.
Arizona, who was picked to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season.
Arizona was a letdown.
Would you say Arizona? Yes, they were.
Arizona was a letdown. No?
What they should do, what Roger Goodell should do is give everybody a chance to play in the AFC East at least 1 year and see what happens. They'll have a rotating.
You know what? I got a better idea. I don't. The Patriots not play the season and then let everybody else play, and then whoever comes out on top get to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I mean, number one was damn.
That's just hell of what they be doing.
They never had the best strength of schedule. I can believe that.
Yeah, they had this. Oakland was second. Pittsburgh was third. Carolina had fourth. Kansas City was fifth. Tampa Bay was sixth. Atlanta was seventh. Mm-hmm. New Orleans was eighth. Mm-hmm. Philly was ninth. And Cleveland was tenth.
I mean, I just think that in that AFC with Pittsburgh contending, Kansas City, I don't care what sort of say.
But they
Kansas
all got to go through New England. Though.
Yeah, They all got to go through them. But even the Raiders they still need to get that defense better out there with the Raiders.
But they all going to have to play New England in New England.
Yep. Yep.
Unless somebody get a major injury happen.
Yeah.
They going 6-0 in their division. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means out of the 10 games left, if they go 5-5, what does that give? 11-5?
You're 11-5 at that point. You're 11-5 at that point if you go 5-5 out your division.
They're going to play.
That gets you a bye.
That's
a guaranteed win.
Get you your division, and it gets you a bye. Exactly. Exactly.
There you go. Every year. Guaranteed.
I mean, I can't even see. Pittsburgh might be able to do it in a regular season game. But I really can't see anybody else other than Pittsburgh and maybe Kansas City doing something.
That's one of them five.
I don't trust
them. That's one of the five losses they can have.
One of the five losses that they can have. Okay. KC maybe, the Chiefs. I don't care what service they say. Maybe the Chiefs. Because they do have they got a good defense.
Meanwhile, us with real divisions like me and Dr. Doom, we be sitting around here sweating it out, hoping we can get 9-7. and with Giants fans, we be sitting around here saying, well, damn, who going to win this division? 9-7, 10-6?
And see the thing about the AFC, the thing about the Patriots division, you can't even look at an up-and-coming team coming out of that division.
No.
You can't even see an up-and-coming team coming out of there.
Like the Big 12.
Yeah, you can't even see an up-and-coming. You can't. Buffalo going to do it? Miami going to do it? Nope. The Jets going to do it?
Nope.
No.
No.
None of them teams gonna do it. None of them.
They season don't really kick off to about week 10.
Yeah. When they play.
That's why people be making such a big deal out of when they lose to like non division opponents. You right. notice when they lose, if they lose to a division opponent, but they lose somebody like Pittsburgh or
mm-hmm,
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's a whole segment.
That's a whole segment on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You right.
They know they ain't got to worry about them three teams in their division. I swear, I hope the Cowboys at least go 10-6. I'll be happy. I ain't even lying.
So you know, we'll see.
I know we ain't going.
So we'll see what. We'll see what these teams do, man. But you know, props to the Patriots. They did their thing. 34-28. They did their thing. They got the win. They came back. Circumstances were jacked up, but they still did their thing. They did win, and you know. That's it. The only thing that we can really look forward
about
to
about controversy.
The only thing that we the only thing that we can really
just look like Donald Trump.
The only thing that we can really look forward to now is next year.
They lost the popular vote.
What you got to end it with? You got to do the Tony Schiavone. Hey, I'm Morgan. Rage, you could go straight to hell. Straight to hell.
Straight to hell. I don't know.
But again, give them their props. They did their thing, and we'll see what.
Thank you, Kyle Shanahan.
Man, this feel like damn John Cena, 16th goddamn title.
For real, that's what it be like. Every time they win, it's just like him.
And
like
you know what, man? I'm gonna give me a mega bus up to Foxborough so I can look at the trophies.
Go to the parade. Go to the White House. Hang out with Russ.
Yep, they're going to probably give him another one.
Yeah, man, I go to the White House, I might get arrested.
How you going?
I'm going to head towards the gate, they're going to be whoop, whoop, whoop. No nooks.
Okay,
all right, allowed.
Okay, guys. I'm
Tom Brady, but he support Trump.
Okay, I am here in the chat room right now. Pastor Sedell is here. Got to speak out to my man, Pastor Sedell.
Oh, Pastor.
Pastor just said, "What the heck did I just watch?" He also said he also said that Brady was not better than Montana, Favre, or Elway. He also said,
"I don't know about the mother shit."
Yeah. He also said the Falcons had the worst run defense in the league all year.
You know what? Come on now, Brady has better stats than all those people you just named. And he is the winningest quarterback in NFL history. History.
Let me go to these stats.
Nobody has more wins.
What's Montana Super Bowl stats?
Nobody has more players.
Like 19 picks.
Nobody. Listen. No one may never come close to surpassing Brady's stats in the Super Bowl itself.
Can we talk about stats? They have changed the rules so much that you got to throw stats out. So these guys have stats with different rules. It's just like the NBA. And
come on, that's an excuse, man.
No, that's not an excuse.
Dude, when you come on my show,
receivers no more.
When you come on my show next week, you must say hail to the Patriots.
Hey, listen here, don't call. What you need to do.
Say hell, Kyle Shanahan.
Don't call.
That's who I'm gonna say hell to.
I'm be what? Listen, I'm gonna tape Good Morning Football. I'm gonna tape Undisputed. I'm gonna take First Take. I'm gonna take Highly Questionable. I'm gonna take Pardon Interrupt. I'm gonna tape all those shows. I'm gonna tape them all, so I can when I get home, I can just watch
his Super Bowl stats. Very very quickly, first Super Bowl, 14-22. 157 yards, had a touchdown, won 26-21, 100% passer rating. His second Super Bowl, 24-35, 331 yards, 3 TDs, 127.2 passer rating. Third Super Bowl, 23-36 for 357 yards, 2 TDs, 115.2 passer rating. Last Super Bowl, 22-29. 297 yards, 5 TDs, 147.6 passer rating.
How many picks?
0, 0, 0, and 0.
Two against Seattle.
No picks at all. And the least percent.
Hold on, wait a minute. What game he ain't throw no picks in?
I'm talking about Montana. Montana threw none.
Oh, okay.
Montana threw none.
I know.
He hit his first Super Bowl, he hit 63% of his passes. His second was 68%. His third was 63% of his passes. And last Super Bowl, he hit 75%
of his passes. I love Montana, but he has to go to he has to take a step down.
No, he don't.
All right.
No, he don't.
Gold,
no, he don't.
You know, gold,
no, you
the gold
don't.
Standard.
No, you don't.
It's standing alone on his platform.
No.
Just like Stephen A. Smith said, sir.
Stephen A's a hater. Stephen A's a hater.
Listen, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has just as much rings as Jordan. It's the all-time score, but we still recognize Michael Jordan as the best player in the world.
And don't forget, you
know, Bill Russell in the thing.
Okay, Doom. Exactly. You know one of the reasons why Michael Jordan will always be recognized as the greatest. It's not necessarily
undefeated in the finals.
No, listen. It's not necessarily because he got six rings. It's because he got his six rings during a time where television was big. Basketball was big on television.
So Kareem won't do it in the '80s. So you're trying to tell me Kareem
in the seventies and eighties? 20 years. Basketball wasn't as popular. And
Kareem
it didn't get
lost.
It started to get popular in the late '80s. And then by the time Jordan started winning, that's when basketball was at its peak of popularity.
If you are undefeated at something and somebody loses at something, you can't be better than if my winning percentage is 100% and yours is 99%, my percentage is better than yours. Point blank period.
Exactly. Okay.
You can't be better than me.
You can't get to 100%.
Exactly.
Eli
beat him the first time.
That was it.
He can get 10 titles. He can get 10.
He's still gonna have two.
He might be
80%.
Exactly.
And then 80%. And then let's not forget too, right? Like Montana can come back and win anymore.
Nope.
Exactly.
Would you
rather have 80% of something or 100% of it?
Give me 100%. His Super Bowl, Montana Super Bowl, total Super Bowl stats.
Hey.
83 for 122.
See what y'all have to say. 68 to put yourselves to sleep tonight. I get it. I understand.
I just don't want to accept
greatness.
I'm hitting you with stats. What? Montana ain't great?
You showed me greatness, I accept.
Greatness
is not
Montana ain't great.
He's the one-man dynasty. He is one-man dynasty.
And that's coming from a biased opinion.
Montana tried his ass off to get that fifth ring.
And he couldn't do it. And that comes from a biased opinion.
That no talking mug on Fox tried to get his fifth ring and couldn't do it.
And that's coming from...
He ever loses in the Super Bowl. Did Montana ever lose the Super Bowl?
Nope.
My point is that
I've seen Tom Brady twice. You know when John Elway retired, he had lost three and won two, and then
Elway
the greatest when he retired.
Here's the thing,
Elway. Somebody, whoever was saying that, know they were lying.
And here's the thing: his Montana stats overall, 83 of 122, 68%. Completion rating, 1,142 yards with 11 TDs, no interceptions, passer rating of 127.8.
He's giving his victory cry just now, holding up the trophy.
4-0, surfer. 4-0.
Never threw a pick.
Who
asked anybody would they rather be 4-0 or have 5 victories? Which one they'll take?
He got 4 in a row.
All right.
He got 4.
So if you ask any of these quarterbacks, would you rather win 4 and be undefeated, or win 5 and lose a couple?
I lose 2. I'll take undefeated. All
me undefeated.
No, because anybody in this league would take the 5 victories.
Shit.
You've been beat twice.
17 years, damn near, surfer. It ain't like they were just 5 in a row.
Sports, you play not to lose. Exactly. You play sports not to lose.
Exactly.
You play to win.
Exactly.
Well, I'm playing to win. I don't want to lose. So I take that 4-0 all day.
You know,
just like Brady. Brady would have won his 4-0.
This supposed to be the Brady celebration victory. I knew I should have hosted this show because y'all just want to rain on our parade. People should rejoice. Party time, people. Go have sex with your woman.
Listen here, sir. What you can do is go and hit the cha-cha slide with your bad knees tonight and have fun.
But, and make sure you send that thank you email to Kyle Shanahan and CC Darryl Bevel on it, too. And say, we appreciate you again. We appreciate you again, and we appreciate Kyle Shanahan this year. Thank you, and good night.
Now, I got to say, this Super Bowl commercials were very underwhelming for the most part. Was there one that stood out that anybody remembers at this point?
I think, man, I was watching the game with people, and they were like, damn, this Super Bowl ain't nothing going on. We sitting around talking. Ain't get excited, you know what I'm saying, to Shanahan start doing what he did. It was like people start watching the game. We weren't watching it. It was 28-3.
But I'm saying, you know, it's usually like at least one great commercial that people talk about like the next day. These were just regular commercials they were showing. They were.
The thing people going to talk about tomorrow is Kyle Shanahan.
Look at this.
San Francisco needs to get their money back. If they know. If they know. Mr. Hightower is. Boy, y'all better think about it. Because he just showed y'all what time it is. People show you who they are, you better believe them.
So, damn, John Cena going to come up with a Tom Brady jersey on damn.
Oh, you know he is.
You know he is.
That's why Bray Wyatt going to whoop that ass at the Liberation Table, though.
Yeah, he sure is. But it don't matter, because the real sport victory came to Tom Brady.
Oh, this is man. As a man, well, this tonight.
He has the greatest comeback the Super Bowl victory.
See how quick the referees saw the touchdown and ran off.
Greatest comeback.
That was the fastest TD call I've ever seen in my life. Touchdown and go to break.
That was like touchdown, like typical touchdown.
Touchdown.
That play wasn't reviewed.
Man, that play one review. They say we getting the hell out of here. Earl rang the bell and got the hell out of here.
It's automatic. It's automatic. Every touchdown overtime is automatically reviewed.
They couldn't even if they wanted to reverse it. The referee was already gone.
He was already gone.
They couldn't restart.
If they wanted to
restart the game.
Like my boy said, as soon as you cross that goal line,
I say what New England should do, look at the 4 weakest game of the season and give Tom Brady the day off. Lord, so he can be fresh throughout the season.
I hope Double A is watching the Super Bowl because the pin was heavy in this one.
Put on the roll.
Hey, no, Dr. Dude. You should feel some type of way because this was very Montreal-esque at the end, wasn't it?
It was.
Damn right. By the time the trophy came out, the referees were already at the airport gone.
They was already in the back. You know what I'm saying? Touchdown. Knee hit, all kind of knee was on the ground. Oh, no, we ain't see it. Let's get out of here. they couldn't even get the referee to restart it, back on the field to restart the game.
Nope.
Boy, look at him.
Nope.
I never thought Vince would have his hand in the NFL. This was XFLish, wasn't it? At the end, ring the bell.
Well, we'll see next year what we end up when we do this special.
Where's the Super Bowl next year?
We'll see. Huh?
Is it? Where's the Super Bowl next year? 52?
It'll be 52.
Oh, well.
It's in Minnesota. It's in Minnesota next year.
Oh, yeah.
We come to Minnesota to win our sex.
That's real arrogant.
God.
That's real arrogant.
I told you I had a vision that the way they won those three at the beginning of his career would be the same way he wins them at the end.
Oh,
Three out of four. Cheating on hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something y'all can go to bed thinking about, okay? I know a lot of people like to point out and say, well, it was the defense that won those first three Super Bowls and not Brady. Now, let me explain to y'all.
Oh Lord, Tom Brady.
Take notes. Oh, look in the history of the Super Bowls of all the defenses that have won games. The Bears, one victory. The Ravens in 2000. They got one.
Who said the defense won them Super Bowl?
Because I watched
Terry won them first three. What are you talking about?
No, a lot of people say that it wasn't Brady who won the defense.
It wasn't him. It was Penitentiary.
Okay. Baltimore got one Super Bowl. No. They were two different teams. You can't look at the team from 2000. Team for 2010, they weren't the same teams. So
Ray Lewis was on both of them, just like Brady was on all of them. So
okay, but they still was two different teams.
But you're giving Brady credit for all his.
I'm saying that people try to discount Brady, what Brady did for those first three Super Bowls. But teams that win with their defense only get one Super Bowl. Hey.
Ravens got two. But that's beyond. That's besides.
Separate.
Adam Vinatieri got them first three.
The Giants got two.
Damn! Damn sure did. And that was the same team.
Oh no! Yep. Let's take it back. They got more than that because LT and them had a good defense too.
Yeah, but they had offense also.
Somebody hit me up on Twitter.
Not really.
Don't
sell short with.
They had Otis Anderson and a bunch of
a
Hall of Fame quarterback.
Somebody just talk, somebody.
Phil Simms, a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Man, please. That's what's wrong with the Hall of Fame right there. Phil Simms in the Hall of Fame.
Was back in that second Super Bowl before he got hurt. He quarterback
ain't got no credibility nowhere.
We would have four Super Bowls if it wasn't for LT.
Breaking Joe Thiesman's leg. Mm-hmm. someone just hit me up on Twitter. I don't watch football, but that was some Super Cena shit right there.
And that was some Vince McMahon booking at the end. Ring the bell. Let's get out of here. We all know that. Let's get the hell out of here and shut this thing down, man. I got to go listen to Atlanta radio.
I'm ready to watch some Patriot porn now.
I want to see what Kyle Shannon at the podium. He's a man up there. My fault.
Usually coordinators don't go to the podium. They might interview them to the side, but they don't go to the podium.
With him and Darrell Bevel should have been right at the firing squad like Sean Spicer for Trump. Because you need an answer for all this, buddy. Because if I'm on defense, he to blame. If I'm on defense, I'm coming to look at him.
The buck stops with the coach. Because the coach can always say to the coordinator, we're going to run out the clock. We're going to run the ball. The coordinator can't say, I don't want to do that. So
they
it's
can't
not,
say that.
No, they can't. The coach tells the coordinator what to do. The coordinator picks
the coach. Not all the time.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, they don't, bro.
Yes, they do.
I'm telling you.
They do.
I'm telling you. They don't.
Let the coordinator pick the plays, but the coach tells
have
the
you coordinator, ever coached before?
Run the ball, throw the ball.
Have you ever coached before? I'm trying to tell you, the head coach not automatically have to do that. They don't automatically do that.
Listen, coaches.
I'm trying to tell you.
Tell coordinators what to do.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you, not all the time. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Give me an example, because I got one.
Example.
I'm going to catch y'all later, man.
All right, man.
Okay.
If Dan Quinn let Kyle Shanahan be the offensive coordinator, He don't have to say, Dan, I'm running this, I'm running that.
He relates to his coordinator. Look, we got this lead. Run the clock out. Run the ball more.
But still, that don't mean he gonna do it.
Does
the coordinator got to call the play?
Cause you lose your job if the coach tells you.
Well, obviously run the ball. He ain't lose his job.
Who didn't lose his job?
Kyle Shanahan got another job.
Yeah,
so okay. He ain't giving the hell no way.
So,
Darrell Bevel, did Darrell Bevel lose his job?
The coach tells the coordinators what to do.
Did Darrell Bevel lose his job? Is Darrell Bevel still the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks? Yes. That's what I'm telling you. The OC always doesn't have to listen to the coach. You can tell me all you want to.
Tell him to do one thing and he did the opposite.
Phil, yeah, he can do that.
Phil just called Surfer Skip Surfer.
Exactly.
You Skip Surfer.
You know, Skip Surfer.
That's your new name, Skip Surfer.
What to do?
I love it, Phil. Good one, Phil. Good one. If I had a bell, I'll ring it on that for
got
you.
Got rid of Lane Kiffin because he wasn't doing what he wanted to do.
To call offensive plays, that's one thing. But he has the right to tell the coordinator when to run the ball.
All day is what I'm telling you, but I don't have to do it. See, Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin. Nick Saban was probably telling Lane Kiffin, I want you to run the ball, blase, blase. Lane Kiffin didn't do it.
And what happened?
Nick Saban get the fire ass. That's what I'm telling you.
You get fired. If the coordinator doesn't listen to the coach, you get fired. So it was up to the coach to tell the coordinator, we're going to run the ball and chew up clock.
You could tell me all day. That don't mean I got to do it.
The coordinator can call what he wants to call. But he has to listen to what the coach tells him to do.
What the hell he don't? That's what I'm trying to see and tell you. If that was the case, people wouldn't be getting fired for not listening.
Fired because if they're not listening, that's when you get fired.
That's what I'm trying. You making my point for me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You could tell the OC all day.
Listen, he probably didn't tell Shanahan what to do, but he has the right to do it.
Nobody's saying he don't. I don't know what you're saying. I never said he didn't. But what I'm telling you, even though he got the right, Shanahan still got a right to keep throwing the ball.
What he didn't have to listen to the coach was Buddy Ryan. And you saw what happened with that. Him and the other guy came to blows because Buddy Ryan didn't have to listen to him.
We understand Gil Bride and Buddy Ryan got to fight. Everybody saw.
I'm talking about the Bears. I'm talking about with the Bears.
Dicker, what the hell? Buddy Ryan was the defense coordinator.
He did not listen to Dicker. And they came to blow. When they got blown out by Miami, they came to blows over that game because Buddy wanted to run his defense and Buddy didn't have to listen to him and they came to blows.
And then what happened after that? He let Buddy run his defense and he stuck to the offense.
In a case like that, he didn't have a choice. He didn't hire Buddy Ryan. Buddy was part of that.
What do you mean? Dicker was the head coach. He could always say, nigga, if you don't run what I want you to run, you're fired.
Listen, Buddy was already on the Bears when Dicker got hired. And Buddy had autonomy. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Autonomy from the owner.
What?
The owner ain't got nothing to do with the head coach.
Can fire you whoever. That's his staff. What
the fuck, Ryan? The owner wouldn't let him. Do you not understand that? The owner told him, "Look,
he wasn't going to fire. No way. We all know that.
Nowhere. He told him that.
Okay, so you making my point for me? He had no choice but to let Buddy Ryan do what the hell he wanted to do.
That's the only time a coordinator don't have to listen. Didn't have to listen to the coach.
Any time you don't have, if William, if you hire me as the offensive coordinator, you tell me Tony C, I want you to call running plays. And I just, hell with you. I'm doing what I want to do. You can fight.
Yeah.
You got the right to fight. Yeah, what I got the right to fight. I don't have to do what you tell me to do.
That's insubordination.
Get fired for not listening to your coach. If the coach says, look, change the plays, run the ball instead of throwing it.
But that's the point I'm trying to make to you, sir. If William, as a head coach, if he see me not doing what he want to do, he can strip me of the play calling right then.
Yep.
And take control of the offense. Yep. That's so what a good coach does.
If the head coach didn't get involved with the offense and just left Kyle Shanahan to do what he wanted to do and didn't say, hey, maybe we should do this or I want you to do that, then it falls on the head coach. It falls on the head coach.
But what I'm saying to you is, server, if as a good head coach, if I see my offensive coordinator out here throwing the ball around the yard, and I know we should be running. No. If I'm telling you to do it and you don't do it, I can therefore strip you of it. I don't care if I don't know number 26 power and 27 power. That's what
the coordinator has to listen to the coach. He probably did not tell him, run the ball. Don't try to throw it.
Saying they have to. No, they don't, bro. The coordinator don't have to do nothing. They supposed to. They don't have to.
That's
why Lane Kiffin. That's why Lane Kiffin is at FAU right now, because yep. he didn't listen to Nick Saban. You don't have to do anything.
Unless that coordinator gets autonomy from up top. Yes, he does. And then
the point I'm trying to make, right?
I see your point.
Okay. As long as you understand what I'm saying.
So you really think Kyle Shanahan was ignoring his head coach?
I don't think the head coach knew what the hell to do offensively. That's why he couldn't tell Kyle Shanahan. He don't know about no offense. No,
that's why everything this loss falls on the head coach. Because if you feel that they shouldn't have been trying to throw the ball late in that fourth quarter.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
Give
the big bucks to the head coach to be on top of everything.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Quinn was a defensive mind.
It's not about being a defensive mind. You don't give somebody a coach the head coaching job. And they have no clue what's going on offense.
So when Denver beat y'all last year, it was Bill Belichick's fault. It wasn't the offensive O-line coach's fault. It was his fault.
Yeah.
My point exactly. No, yeah. It wasn't. It's the O-line. That's why they fired the O-line coach. Because when it got Dante, whatever his name is.
Yeah, because the O-line wasn't getting the job done, and that's what lost them the game.
But they didn't blame. You can't blame Belichick. Belichick probably 9 times 10. He ain't coaching the offensive line. He paid somebody to do that.
What's the situation where Belichick turned to his coaches and said, "Well, we're doing this too much. Do this instead," and nobody listened to him?
You're missing the whole point. You pay your coaches to have enough sense to know situational football. You shouldn't have to. Head coach shouldn't have to tell the offensive coordinator to run the football up 28-3.
Listen, what is the head coach's responsibility during a game?
To manage the game. Manage the whole entire game in the team.
Includes telling your coordinator to switch plays up or to run the ball.
I don't know anything about offense. I can't tell, and I know I haven't given any input to the offensive game plan or anything, which Quinn probably 90% haven't. He can't tell Kyle Shanahan a damn thing.
That's still on the coach. If he walked around all season long with no clue about the offense and no clue.
Dude, you can't blame that on him. Listen, the offensive coordinator, he hired the offensive coordinator to have enough brains to know that.
If he's a defensive mind, yeah, you don't want him calling plays. But he should have enough knowledge to know when to run out the clock or when to take shots downfield to tell the coordinator, hey, let's chew up the clock.
So let's use your logic. If the shoe was on the other foot and the Patriots was up 28-3 and Josh McDaniels and let them back in the game like that. You know, it's Bill Belichick's fault. Ain't Josh McDaniels' fault as the offensive coordinator.
Stood there with a deer in the headlights and didn't tell Josh McDaniels, hey, we're throwing the ball too much and we're giving the ball back. Let's run the ball. Then, yes, it would be Bill Belichick's fault.
Okay.
So if that's the case, bro, why do they have coordinators then? If everything falls on the head coach, why even have position coaches, head coach, assistant coaches, coordinators?
Listen, the game is too big for one person to keep their eye on everything.
But you just made my point. You making my point for me. That means the head coach ain't always liable.
He can decide if he wants his coordinators to run certain plays. He wouldn't tell Josh McDaniel, look, run a Z split, whatever shit, you know, you give us a signal call. But he can tell Josh McDaniel, we need to run the ball more. We're throwing it too much. I want to run.
If he don't, then what?
Josh McDaniels is fired.
You can't fire him during the game. You take the play call in from him. That's my whole entire point.
After the game, because you
have another break.
You didn't listen.
No, you fire him after the game, but I'm talking about during the game. You take the play call in from him. That's what Quinn should be.
You take the play call responsibilities from him and have somebody else do it. Or you do it.
No, you do. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the whole point of what I'm saying.
I guarantee you, half the coordinators don't call plays. They sit up in the booth and watch the game.
Well, who the hell calling the plays then?
Well, it depends. Some teams, the head coach call the plays. Andy Reid doesn't let his coordinators call plays.
And that's why they getting that? You ever thought that's why they ain't never won none? You ever think about that?
Some head coaches take the responsibility of calling the plays.
What's my boy's name in the New York Giants with the Cheesecake Factory?
When he's sitting up in the booth, he may say, hey, look, I'm seeing the right side of the field opening up a lot.
I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna kill your whole argument right here. When you look at my Saints, for example, don't know offense, ain't no offense coordinator had ever called a damn play for Drew Brees since he been with the Saints. It's all been Sean Payton, all the time,
for defects in the defense.
Nope.
So he can let them know in the field. Hey, 23. Is being beat a lot?
Nope.
Pick on him.
Nope. If you look at the sidelines of the Saints, every play on offense is called through Sean Payton. There's no coordinator that goes through Payton. Payton handles that offense. You have coaches like that. Hell, look down in Pittsburgh. Tomlin called that offense.
No, the hell he don't. No, he don't.
Who called offense?
What's the name you called it? Todd Haley called.
Okay, and that's why they ain't won nothing. But anyway,
you got to find the key thing is your teams to win. They have the offensive coordinator know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
Point blank. Period.
Yeah, but it's up to the coach to make sure he's doing his job correctly, and that means if you're up by 100, do not keep throwing the ball. It's a simple
problem.
Then at that point,
he decides
he wants Shanahan to go up the middle. I mean, you know, Freeman to go up the middle or go around. But it's up to the head coach to decide we need to run the clock out.
All right,
we need to get this field goal.
All right, guys. On that note, it's getting late.
I'm right. Super Bowl MVP.
Who?
Tom Brady, Super Bowl MVP. The most in NFL history. The most in NFL history. The only person with four MVPs.
In Super Bowl history, too. Who got the most interceptions in Super Bowl history?
Probably.
He should be up there.
Probably Elway or
Eli.
No, I don't think Eli even threw a single
game. Eli didn't play enough games.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably
he played two of them.
Maybe Brett Favre?
No, Brett Favre ain't been in two Super Bowls.
He ain't threw no picks, I don't think. I just know he ain't never through no pick six.
Right.
That pick six tripped me out. I have a stat
that's going to blow your mind. We've come back from 35 points in the last two Super Bowls we've been in.
Combined points, right?
Combined points. I just said last two Super Bowls we've been in, we've come back from 35 points.
But the way you said it was like
somebody
misinterpreted it.
Right. That you did it tonight and they didn't. All right.
Yeah.
Damn, man, Julian Edelman, he look like a fucking lumberjack with that beard.
We're going on. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Any final thoughts we get on this thing, all right. Yet, guys?
I like to thank the football gods for blessing my team. I like to thank Tony C for giving me vigorous debate. I love you, my brother. You like no other. Like no other.
You're a homer, man. Take them glasses off. You'll be all right.
For doing like
all right one day.
I'm hosting this show. I'm taking over the reins again next year.
Fine by me.
You forgot to thank one other person.
I'd like to thank Doom for trying to jinx me and that shit backfiring on him. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Hightower for winning $20. I want to thank Ted Ted too.
We want to have
the theatrical masterpiece.
We want to thank Kyle Shanahan for messing up all the money again. And if a lot of people end up coming up missing and killed and murdered, it's because of Kyle Shanahan. Let me just on your hands, pal.
I'd like to thank Shannon Sharp.
Man for booking shit. This ending, too. I want to thank Mr. Man and Kevin Dunn.
I'd like to thank Chris Berman for giving me some of the greatest NFL calls in the history of post-game shows. We're going to miss you.
Ed Ferrara and Vince Russo for booking his ending, too. I forgot about them, too. It wasn't no Bischoff ending because
of that last touchdown. That last touchdown, go.
Thank Goodell for waking
the
sleep. I like to think Goodell waking the sleeping giant.
Ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding. We out here. I thought Shawn Michaels knew was about to hit after you throw that touchdown.
Well, at least it was a great game. So there we go.
Greatest
game in NFL history.
That first half was a stinker.
Yeah.
I told you, man, I erased it off my DVR.
That's a damn shame, sir. Don't be like Ray. That's something I expect for Ray.
I just knew by erasing it. It never happened.
It never happened.
See, when I go back to watch the tape, it's not there. So it never happened.
It started from the halftime on.
I like to thank all my friends who called me at halftime to check on me, but now mysteriously can't pick up their phone at the end of the game.
Come on, sir. Let's be honest.
That tells me I have no friends.
Let's be honest. You was on suicide watch at halftime.
They kicked me in my ass when they were down.
You were on suicide watch in the first half.
It all with the voicemail when they won. It all with the voicemail.
Were you on suicide watch at halftime?
But yeah, I felt pain in the pit of my stomach.
Funny.
That's ugly, bro.
I'm a pray to the football gods that Dallas can finally make it to Super Bowl against us so we can put them in their place.
Hey, listen, as long as we ain't got no Shanahan or Darrell Bevel calling the plays, I feel all right.
Yeah, I do have.
We ain't got to worry about that.
Jones.
But he ain't suiting up, so we all right.
But he interferes too much. And the fact that he couldn't come out at the end of the season and say Dak is our starting quarterback next year.
Man, don't worry about my team. Worry about your team getting the offensive line that can block. That's what you need to worry about. And Will, let's end the show, please. And number 69, get a clean jersey.
Roll credits.
Number 69, get a clean jersey because you was on your ass.
This show was brought to you by Suit S, B, and the number 51.
This show was brought to you by Kyle Shanahan and Dale Bevel Productions.
That's not how they say it on Sesame Street.
Real quick, I want to say thank you to everybody calling in. I want to say thank you to Phil. I want to say thank you to Surfer, helping me co-host, Tony C, Rage, Doom. Thank you for everybody calling in. Thank you for everybody joining us in the chat room. Pastor, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. We'll see what happens next year, but as of right now,
victory!
As of right now, the damn Patriots won.
Hey, put some
thank you, Kyle.
Speck on that name, man. Put some speck on that name.
This about some BS. All right, guys, we are out for the night. I'll see you Saturday, Wrestling Calling Show right here on Rant AM Radio.
And I'll be back next Sunday for the What You Reading Comic Book Show, 5 p.m. Where we're going to have another victory lap. Make sure you call in, William.
And on that note, we're out. Take care, guys.